Hey, it's me, Tony T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. Sometimes there's things in our lives that we wish we could leave behind us. Embarrassing beginnings, a rough start, some fumbles early in the game. It's going to seem silly, but I always feel like Mario, of Super Mario Bros. Fame, had a really strange start. He still hadn't quite locked into what would make him great in the early years. Starting life as Jumpman, I guess because he jumped over stuff, he came into our lives scaling construction sites to rescue a girl named Pauline from an out-of-control gorilla named Donkey Kong. Now, in the spiritual sequel to that game, Donkey Kong Jr., Mario, and who I assume is Luigi, capture and cage DK, forcing Donkey Kong's son to climb and jump and swing to rescue him from their dastardly grip. It's so weird that Nintendo flipped the script and made Mario the antagonist in his second game. And if the mythology holds true, the original Donkey Kong would actually age out and become Cranky Kong, and DK Jr. would grow up to become the necktie-wearing Donkey Kong that we know today. So how awkward is that when you're kart racing or playing tennis or having a Mario Party to know that the main guy that everything is named for once took your dad prisoner and actively tried to kill you with Snapjaws when you were a baby? It's probably super awkward for both of them. Now, spiritually, many of us know what it's like to have a rough start. I think back to Jacob from the book of Genesis. He's Abraham's grandson. He was born a child of promise, but he grew up living as a deceiver, scheming to get his way. Definitely more Loki than Thor, if I can mix my metaphors. But one day, when all of his tricks had kind of caught up with him and he found himself running for his life, he encountered a man who would change everything. In Genesis 32, starting in verse 24, Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Well, the man asked, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Now that's huge, because in the Bible, especially the Old Testament, names have meaning, and Jacob meant supplanter or liar. It was more than just his identification, it was actually a representation of his identity. So when the man says, "What's your name?" and he says, "Jacob," there's a bit of a confession there of what kind of person he's been. Verse 28, then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel," which means God prevails, "because you have struggled with God and humans and have overcome." Jacob then said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Penuel, saying, "It's because I saw God face to face and my life was spared." Jacob had a rough start, but an encounter with God changed everything he did leading up to that moment, giving him a new identity and a new trajectory. God can and will do the same for you. Turn to him. Trust in him. Hold on to him. Leave your Jacobs and your Jumpmans behind and become who God has destined you to be. We'll talk more about that later, because that's all the time I have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast fun, visit us online at nerdofgodcast.com or hang out with us across all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.